bears enter my cave. Don't come any closer. You have been warned. You need help. I'm sorry, I cannot help you. Go back to where you came from. What's that? You are completely blind. Oh, then how in the world did you find your way in here? Never mind that for now. Let me help you up. The ground is very slippery. Are you okay? So, you cannot see me at all? That's good. There is blood on your face and on your shirt. Most of it isn't yours. Thank goodness. Let's get you closer to the fire so I can see your injuries. Whoa! Take it easy. The ground is wet here. Sit down. I will go and collect some water. Here. Have something to drink first. I am afraid I do not have much to offer you. Just this simple tea. It is freshly made. Sorry. I am not used to having visitors. I try to warn people away from me when I hear them coming in. Those who do not heed the warning are turned to stone once they lay their eyes on me, that is. I am a monster, a killer. I have been cursed with a terrible fate. Your blindness is a blessing in this situation. It has been a long time since I sat in such close proximity with anyone. I did not think it would be possible again. Let's get you cleaned up first. Please, drink your tea. Thank you. You think I have gentle hands? Thank you. Kind. No, I would not say that about myself. Perhaps I was once, before the change happened. Before I made a stupid bargain. I wasn't always like this, no. I used to live in the palace. Yes, the palace. My parents were servants there, and so I was born a servant. When I was small, I used to save baby birds that fell from trees and nurse them back to health. I did the same with hedgehogs or any animal I discovered that required my help. My dream was to eventually leave the palace and become a healer. Here. I will clean your face, too. Yes. You can ask about what happened. I will tell you. It all happened long ago. I did not have a good life at the palace. I was constantly picked on because I was born with one side of my face disfigured. But that didn't matter. I was grateful to have a job. I did my chores, stayed out of sight, and worked harder than anybody else. I was naive. I believed that as long as I continued to treat everybody with kindness, it would change the way they saw me. I was determined to do it, no matter how long it took. But I was wrong. There. You are clean. I don't have any bandages, but I will make some now. One summer, my father became very ill. At first, we thought it was just heat stroke from working out in the gardens during an unusually hot day. But he just got worse and worse. Eventually, his flesh began to rot. It was unlike anything the healers had ever seen before, and because they feared it would be contagious, my family was put in a cart and given a small place to live outside the palace. Give me your arm. How did you guess? You are correct in saying that I could not just stand by and watch my father die. I knew there was a powerful warlock in the palace. Is this too tight? Okay. Most people were afraid of this warlock. There were all sorts of rumors going around about his experiments. And even though I knew he was not a healer, I hoped that maybe, just maybe, he would be able to do something that would help my father. Two days later, I snuck back into the palace through a secret entranceway. I dressed up in servant attire, kept my head down, and went to the warlock's tower. Your tea. It is getting cold. Let me get you some more. You are welcome. There is no need to thank me like that. You think I am a good person? No. If you could see me, you would know that I am nothing but a monstrosity. I have harmed many more than I have saved. My work as a servant came to an end when I made the bargain. How many innocent people have been turned to stone just because they looked at me? How do you know it is not my fault? But you are right. Nobody would choose this for themselves. And yet, I am responsible, for it was my actions that led to this. All right, I will continue with the story. Ah. It is understandable you would think that the warlock was the one who cursed me, but in fact, he was not even there that day. I lied to his guards about why I needed to get into that tower. They did not know about my father's illness, and because they knew I was one of the servants, they allowed me to go inside. My plan was to beg the warlock for help. I was going to bargain with him, offer him my soul or my body for one of his experiments. I would have done anything to help my father. When I realized the inside of the tower was not occupied by anybody other than myself, I started to browse through his collection of books, hoping to find information that would help. It was then that I heard a soft voice coming from behind a curtain. When I pulled that curtain aside, I found a tall mirror. There was something trapped inside that mirror. It was a woman, but yet not a woman at the same time. It is hard to describe. Her appearance was unsettling and frightening, but for some reason, I could not look away. She said to me, "Dear child, I know why you are here. You want to save your father, don't you? I can help you. I am a magical creature. But first, child, you must set me free. You must agree to give me your face in exchange for mine." Oh, how foolish I was. I did what she asked. She instructed me on how to draw a sigil over the mirror to release her. I drew the sigil, and she told me to close my eyes. I did. Then I felt the strangest sensation come over me. When I opened my eyes, she was gone. It was as though she had just disappeared into thin air. I have not been able to find her since, and I have searched far and wide. Somewhere out there is a creature wearing my face. When I finally gathered the courage to look back into the mirror, my face was no longer my face, and my eyes were no longer my eyes. They were hers. Anyone can gaze upon my reflection in a mirror or in water without being turned to stone. Of course, I was upset and scared. I wanted her to come back to help me save my father. I went outside to ask the guards if they knew where she went. But as soon as they saw me, they turned immediately into stone. On my way out of the palace, I was accidentally spotted by a few others, and they too were turned to stone. I was terrified. What could I do? I ran and hid. Not long after, I heard news about the palace warlock's death. My gut told me that the being I had released from the mirror was responsible. No, my father, he did not make it, and my mother passed soon after. Then I left. I went far, far away. That is how I came to live here, in this cave. I'm sorry. The fire is not nearly warm enough. I must go out and collect some more twigs soon. Have a blanket. Are you feeling all right? Pardon? You think it was not my fault? I suppose you have a point. But I cannot ever forgive myself. If only I had not been so desperate for a solution. Thank you for listening to my story. You want my hands? Okay. Here. would you warm them for me? I see. You know, I cannot remember the last time anybody was this kind and understanding toward me. Yes, not even my parents. I loved them, but they were disappointed in me for the way I looked when I was born. It has been a quiet, lonely existence here. You are the only one who has heard my story. You are one of the few who can get close enough to me. You have a kind heart. I imagine your inability to see means that you are less quick to judge. People are such visual creatures. It cannot be helped. My name? Call me Silver or Sylvie, whichever you like. How are your wounds? The cuts weren't too deep. They will heal up soon. So, now you know all about me, but I still know nothing about you. Who are you? Sorry, I am curious by nature. I understand if you do not wish to tell me. All right, go on then. You were blinded during a battle with the Anahai? But that must mean you work for the Empress. That war has been raging for years now. Neither side will yield. It is very sad. How did you get into this cave? If I understand correctly, you are one of the Empress's best strategists, and the forces brought you with them into this region so you could help them outsmart the enemy. Your camp was attacked last night, and you escaped on a horse. The horse led you here. Where is the horse now? That's good. Do not allow it to get in here. Animals are not immune to my curse. Perhaps I can be of some assistance if you tell me the location of the enemy camp. I can cover my face, but it is still dangerous. If any innocents so much as glance at my eyes, they will turn to stone. We can make a plan for later on. But first, are you hungry? You look famished. Reinforcements and supplies are hard to come by this far up north. I hope you don't mind these leftovers. Yes, yes, I have enough. Game is plentiful this time of the year. As long as I keep myself well hidden, and the animals do not see me, I am able to hunt them. Don't worry about me. I have accepted this as my fate. Do you believe that there is a reason for everything? Me too, however hard it is to understand. Maybe we could work together in the future. I want those Anahai out of our territory as much as you. And although I do not know much about military strategy, I am sure someone of your rank would be able to come up with something. To our future, then. Cheers.